Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion. Guess who just
got there today? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always excited about having our good friend Diane DeResta back on the show. Diane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of her Knockout Presentations book, folks, is now out, just out this month, in the third edition. Diane, tell folks how they can find it, and give us a little bit of a peek inside of it.
Yeah, you can, it's actually officially launching on the 18th, but you can get it online, and hopefully soon the bookstores when it comes out. And it's everything from soup to nuts. It's been called the Bible of Public Speaking, because each chapter has do's and don'ts. It's a great reference tool for everybody to be, even if you're not a regular speaker, to have it in your desk, because you can go to the exact chapter, whether you're dealing with questions and answers, or you need to know how to profile your audience, or if you want to know how do I have sizzle and steak, or if you want to know how do I structure a talk, how do I sound more convincing, all of those things are in each of the chapters. And it has special templates, checklists, do's and don'ts. So it's a really good practical tool for everybody. And what's interesting is it's gone from the college campus to the C-suite. It has such wide appeal. And I'm very proud that it's been used in certain colleges, as well as CEOs telling me they're on a flight and they're highlighting things right in the book.
Well,
so it really is very pragmatic.
I'm not surprised at all, folks. Of course, we've been telling you about the book for a long, long time, and now it's in its third edition. So that tells you what I've said for you 100 times on the show, maybe 1,000 times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Hey, Diane, one of the most important presentations any small business can make is a proposal to a prospect, a proposal to a customer to take them to the next level. And I wouldn't be here today talking to you if I hadn't gotten good at giving proposals, if I hadn't fallen in love with the idea of giving proposals, if I didn't know how powerful delivering a proposal can be, I wouldn't be here today, because I would have missed a lot of sales and I wouldn't have made enough money to be able to do what I do. And so the thing is, folks, is Diane, if you show me 100 people who tell you that nobody does proposals in their industry, I'll show you 99 who are wrong and prove it.
Yeah,
because
I do proposals.
A proposal
Absolutely.
Presentation. I worry, Diane, that people are not giving proposals, not because that nobody wants to see a proposal, but because they don't want to, they're afraid to deliver a proposal. They don't know how to deliver a proposal. That's a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's costing them business. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and I certainly do proposals. I don't know any client who's going to hire me without that, unless it's an individual who says, I have a presentation coming up, can I work with you? But, yeah, so there are tons of books, lots of books out there that will show you how to write a proposal, but here's where analog and technology come together. What's new is the video proposal. Now there are people who, especially people in the speaking industry, my industry, who are videotaping a spoken proposal along with a document, and that makes you stand out. And here's another reason why public speaking can give you that extra competitive edge. So imagine everybody else is sending in a paper document, an email, and you're sending you as a video talking proposal. And what that does is it gets them to, in a sense, test drive the material, because they're seeing you in action. And then people can call and ask questions. But in terms of proposals, I think one of the biggest mistakes
can I stop you for a second? Let me stop you for a second right there real quick. Folks, if I were in that array of people who were giving that proposal, and I knew everybody else was going to send one in, and a hard copy in, and or email one, and I knew somebody else was going to do a video of one, I'd be picking up the phone and saying, Mr. Johnson, can I deliver my proposal face-to-face? He would he or she would have to tell me. They would have to tell me out of their mouth or by email or by a smoke signal. I don't know how they would do it. They'd have to tell me that I couldn't come and give the proposal face to face. They'd have to tell me that. If it was that important.
Yes, better to get in person, but if you can't get in person, a video is better.
I agree with that.
If you're going to send paper, what the mistake people make is they get too wedded to their own ideas without really thinking through who is the decision maker and who's listening, who's my audience, who's my listener, and talking in terms of what's important to them. And they don't really spend enough time on the benefits to the buyer.
Right.
And so,
Dan, I've got to wrap it up. I apologize. I need your website quickly, please.
Diresta.com, DIRESTA.com.
Thank you, Diane. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.